Hi, I'm Patty Moore, and this is my podcast series, The Mission Strategist. At the time of recording this podcast, I'm excited because my new book, No Mission, No Margin, has just been released. I'd like to share with you some ideas of why I wrote this book. The quote, "No margin, no mission," has been used in the not-for-profit world for many, many years. And it was a reminder to pay attention to the margin or bottom line of the work so you could be able to achieve the mission of your work. As somebody who began my career in the foundational era of hospice in the United States, when neither Medicare nor insurance dollars were available and fundraising was our sole way of sustenance, I was focused on that same mantra, no margin, no mission. However, over the past several years, I've observed the hospice movement focusing more on numbers and data and financial markers and regulatory issues and oversight issues. The mission of why we do this work seems to have been put to the wayside. I wanted to write this book to remind readers that by balancing the values and commitments that formed the hospice movement of helping dying people and their loved ones achieve the ideal end-of-life experience and balancing the competence of being good stewards of the dollars we receive, great success could be achieved. I was the executive director of one of the nation's largest not-for-profit community-based hospices, and I saw firsthand the power of focus on the mission or the why of what we were doing. Whenever we were faced with difficult decisions of moral, ethical, or financial issues, we would ask, does this fit with our mission, and is it the right thing to do? If the answer was yes, then we would find a way to make it happen. In my consulting work, I'm confronted with leaders who believe their primary focus is to meet the data and financial points first, when in reality, they must balance the charge to their staff to provide meaningful quality of life interventions and be fiscally astute and efficient. It is possible to do both. In fact, it is essential to do both. Your mission is like your North Star, guiding you through the darkness and uncertainty, and the data and financial markers let you know if you are successful on the path. My book is filled with tips and suggestions for leaders of hospice organizations to keep the mission at the forefront and stay accountable to their staff and volunteers, their patients and donors, their communities, and indeed to themselves to achieve not only financial success, but most importantly, to offer profound and meaningful end-of-life care to those facing death and their loved ones. Thanks for listening. This has been my podcast series, The Mission Strategist. For more information, please visit my website at thewatershedgroup.com.